sports fans, we welcome you back to the Borden Sports Beat. Why? Because sports matter. They matter really big time in Omaha, Nebraska, is going on right now, starting tonight and right through the weekend. Here's the windup and here's the pitch, because the Corn Belt Baseball League, the Summer Baseball League, is underway with us. The president, the league president, the commissioner, getting it all together from the strike zone. Joe Siwa stepping up to the plate. Joe, thanks a lot for being with us. This is exciting.
My pleasure, Howard. Thanks for having me. It is very exciting to bring baseball back to Omaha, especially college baseball.
Tell us a little bit again about it. This has been a dream that you've built with MVP for Life and with Terry and putting things together. Not only do these student athletes play the game, but they're here in Omaha and they mentor student athletes at the youth level.
They do, and we're excited. This vision that we've had has been something that's been growing for the last few years. We wanted to bring a collegiate summer league right to Omaha, keep the kids off the road traveling. Once they're here in Omaha and they're put with their host families or local kids, they're here playing baseball and developing their skills to get ready for their fall season with their colleges. So we're really excited to have six teams this year competing in Omaha at our home ballpark here at J.J. Isaacson Field at Seymour. And we're ready to get this thing going.
You know, what's interesting, you've got the Black Sox. You've got the Filth Ballers, those pitchers that throw nasty stuff. You've got the Rail Riders, the Royal Bulldogs, the Red Raiders, and the Bombers. So you've got this great competition. It is the premier Midwest League. Tell us, Joey, where are you playing the games, the different yards for the season?
Yeah, our home ballpark is working with the city of Omaha and using J.J. Isaacson Field, which is at Seymour Smith Park over on 72nd and Harrison. We pretty much have 90% of our games being played here, and it's just a great ballpark. It's UNO's field for Division I baseball. Great playing surface for the kids, nice stadium for us, and we're hoping that one day this will be the park of the future for eight teams and we can expand. So our goal again is to get these kids on the field, which is roughly about 155 kids playing now, these six teams and these coaches, and it's just been great watching them practice for the last 2 weeks and develop. And now they're ready. They're chomping at the bit to get on the field and start playing.
Joe, these players, again, coming from top programs around the country and keying in a lot from the Midwest, college players, JUCO players looking to get better. It's exciting. You've got great clinician coaches as well, some coming back again for coaching these student athletes, right?
We do. And what's neat is it's all levels of play. It's from junior college to Division II, Division III, NAIA. And we have two Division I guys that are in this league. Last year, we had two players from Coastal Carolina here playing. They know that when they come to Omaha, it's leave your ego at the door, get out here, let's develop, let's become good baseball players, and let's be ready to go for fall when we get back to our own college.
Again, we're visiting with the president of the Strike Zone and the commissioner of the Corn Belt League, the Collegiate Summer Baseball League, right here in our own backyard. And again, something unique too, News Channel Nebraska has partnered with the Corn Belt League, the Collegiate Baseball League. And tell us a little bit, Joe, about this, because there's going to be a close to 10-plus games that will be locally on Cox Cable Channel 116, High Def 1116. So that is another step rounding the bags for more exposure for people not only to go out to the games, but to watch them.
How exciting is that? We want people seeing baseball on television and they can see what this is all about. We hope to grow this as a community and for them to step up to the plate and be out here for those games will be so exciting to have play by play. And it's just going to be great baseball. And we hope that the fans will watch it at home, get a taste of what we're trying to do and come out and support these kids by coming to the game and purchasing a season pass to get into all games and just experience it. Bring their kids out so they can see this. Again, these college kids are part of our community. And so we have them involved in working youth summer baseball camps and doing lessons. And they're just establishing themselves. And it's been great to see the growth of these kids, like I said, in 2 weeks. So I can't wait to see it when the season finishes on August 4th.
Again, review with Joe Cio. So for this sports fans, season tickets, you can support college baseball. You can purchase a season pass for home games. You can receive a free league T-shirt. I believe, Joe, it's $60 per person. Is that correct?
It is, and it's for all the games here at the ballpark, and then they'll get a complimentary Corn Belt League T-shirt as well.
And there'll be other ancillary merchandise, of course, shorts and other T-shirts. So that's really a neat thing to come out, and these the fans can adopt a team that they want to follow because these teams are going to go after each other.
Exactly, and they'll see the rosters, and they'll see all the schools that are represented. Like I said, there's 70 to 72 different colleges and universities that are represented in this league. And to have it right here in Omaha, what a thrill for these boys. We hope that we can expand this next year with the experience that they have. And then next year when the College World Series is back, you know, it's an awesome experience for any out-of-state kid to come to Omaha and see you and be a part of.
Another thing, fans, that you can do to check in, you can go to cornbeltleague.com to that master website and click into a lot of different pages to find out all the information that you want about following this exciting Corn Belt Baseball League. Again, we're visiting with the commish, as I say, league president of the Corn Belt League, along with Terry helping out, MVP for life, Joe Cio. Joe, just to switch gears just a little bit, batting from left to right, fill us in again on some of the neat things going on at the Strike Zone at the Rockbrook Village, because you still have action going there, private lessons, a lot of clinician things going on right at the Strike Zone at home base.
We do. Things are going okay at the Strike Zone. We had a slow period there for a while with the virus and everything that's going on, and we're taking every precaution possible right now. So being open for business, we are by appointment only. So anybody that wants to book the cages or lessons has to be done in advance. So we know exact numbers that are in the building, and then we have plenty of time to go out and sanitize and do the right precautions so we can keep our business open.
Now, you can call the Strike Zone if you want to talk to Joe Cio and all the team players at the Strike Zone at 402-398-1238. Go to StrikeZoneOmaha.com as well, just for action there for your student athletes. Again, they're the best. They help you in the classroom, community, and the playing field. Joe, we thank you very much again for everything that you've done stepping up to the plate with the Corn Belt Baseball Summer League, coupled with MVP for Life, what you do in the community. Again, you can go to cornbeltleague.com for information on tickets, the schedules. It's happening this weekend at Seymour Smith, a baseball field, J.J. Isaac and Field. Again, News Channel Nebraska will be broadcasting games on the weekends, Cox Cable 116 and High Def 1116. Joe, I'm going to stop out to the yard for the Double Dipper on Saturday afternoon and say hello to you and everybody, and we wish you the best on all the projects that you do, and thank you for everything you do for the city of Omaha, Nebraska, Joey.
Well, I appreciate the support, and we appreciate the community support getting behind this project, and hope to see everybody at the ballpark soon.
That's Joe Cio again, the president, league commish of the Corn Belt Baseball League this summer. Now, fans, we're going to talk to one of the participants, a head coach of the Omaha Filth Ballers in the Corn Belt League, bringing you a broadcast position, Johnston Hobbs. Johnston, welcome aboard. Thanks for being part of the show.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
Coach, you've been around the game, you've played the game, you've coached the game, you know how exciting this is for the student-athletes. How does everything look flowing into the season for all these teams? I know you're going to start this weekend with the Filth Ballers, and Coach, I love that name.
Well, that was part of my deal with Joe, is if I come back, I have to have the Filth Ballers. So he was amicable enough to make sure that happened for me.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the things that the coaches have to do and still training and mentoring to get these student athletes ready to play some competitive college baseball.
Well, you know, of course, for obvious reasons, everything's different this year.
Okay.
So the approach has been much different. We have to assume that, you know, guys haven't had facilities and teams obviously to work out with, so maybe they're going to be a little bit rustier. Particularly the arms haven't had a lot of time to train unless they're on a program at home. It's still not quite the same. So we've had to approach this season a little more carefully for obvious reasons. So right now, you know, we've had a good week and a half, 2 weeks of practice. We had a scrimmage yesterday, our first scrimmage, and our first game opened up on Saturday. And our whole thing is, you know, look, guys, we're not looking at wins or losses right now. We're looking at being able to become the baseball players we were before all this happened and develop on top of that and leave here better.
Again, we're visiting with Johnston Hobbs. He is the head coach. There are six teams, fans, in the Corn Belt League. He is the head coach of the Omaha Filthballers. Your thoughts just, again, on the coaching tree with your other coaches here, your brethren coaches. Very impressive lift of coaches here, Johnston.
Yeah, we have – it's a pretty young group. My last year's assistant, Sonny Sonigal, is back this year, and he's the head coach of the Black Sox.
Okay.
So for the first time in 6 years, we'll be coaching against each other instead of arguing with each other in the dugout. We have some young coaches in the group and a couple other guys that I wasn't familiar with before I came, but I've had the chance to meet and sit down and talk to. And you know, their general consensus is everybody here loves baseball, you know, and they're ready to get after it. And it's going to be a pretty exciting season.
Visiting with Johnston Hobbs, he's the head coach of the Omaha Filthballers, one of six teams in the big Corn Belt Summer League. This is really something because it gives the fans of Omaha a chance to go out to a yard, have some fun, enjoy the environment. And you know what? There's nothing better, Johnston, than watching a baseball game.
Oh, yeah, I will double down on that and say, for me in particular, you know, it's the only thing to do. So
Amen.
I'm super excited for these guys and for everybody involved. And Joe's done a great job with the logistics of this, just given, you know, again, our current circumstances with the pandemic and so on and so forth. So the fact that this is even happening and there's so many leagues that couldn't do it speaks volumes as to how much hard work there's been going on.
We want to thank the head coach of the Omaha Filthballers. Fans, that's a team right there to go follow and cheer for at the Corn Belt League, because Johnston told me that they may have a clean uniform to start, but if you're the Filthballers, he's expecting that he can't read those numbers at the end of the game with that Charlie Hustle style. So go get him, Johnston, and thank you for everything you do for mentoring student athletes.
Well, thank you, sir. I'll talk to you again soon.